A majority of the Eureka City Council has second thoughts about tabling a controversial camping ordinance and will take it up again sooner than previously decided. The ordinance combines the city's existing laws against sitting and lying on sidewalks and camping in public spaces. But instead of infractions, violations would be misdemeanor crimes. As stated by staff and council members, the goal isn't to be more punitive, but to allow more leeway in directing people to assistive services. But that's not the way many of the people who spoke at a March 18th hearing see it. They criticize the city, often describing its approach as immoral and the ordinance as a scheme to criminalize the homeless. During the future agenda items segment of the council's April 15th meeting, council members expressed disappointment at how the previous month's hearing played out. Council member Scott Bauer started the discussion, saying he's had, quote, many a restless night thinking about what transpired a couple meetings ago, and I can't let it go. He said the ordinance's detractors treated staff members with, quote, tremendous disrespect, and although lengthy, acrimonious testimony discouraged supporters of the ordinance from soldiering through the hearing, he said they've told him of their support for the ordinance.
Many wrote impassioned emails to many of us here on the council, I believe, expressing their dismay by our lack of action. The vast majority believe staff presented compelling arguments for why such an ordinance was necessary. And it isn't just the email traffic I've received that led me to question our council choice to kick the can once again down a long and apparently endless road. It's the folks I've since run into on our wonderful trail network. It's longtime friends I've seen out on the town. It's business owners I know and respect stopping me while crossing the street. They have all expressed dismay that we did not take some sort of action to help those unwilling and or unable to help themselves.
Citing support from the city's mental health specialist, Bauer described the ordinance as a way to help those that do not have the faculties to help themselves, and he called for a near-future vote on it. Councilmember Katie Moulton supported Bauer's request, saying, quote, having this just hanging out there indefinitely, I agree, is not helping anything. But Councilmember Renee Contreras-Deloche disagreed, saying, consideration of reversing the previous decision should be specifically agendized. Councilmember Leslie Castellanos' March 18th motion to table the hearing included several directives, including exploring a variety of ways to address homelessness. She said not doing so after calling for it would create distrust. That left Mayor Kim Burgell as a majority maker.
I have been thinking about this a good bit since our last meeting. And I've thought about all of the work that our city has put into this effort over the last 10 years that I've been involved in the city. And I've watched staff go from slashing tents, stealing people's property, talking smack about people, all those things. I've watched that change over the last 10 years, and I've watched our department change over the last 10 years, and I've watched our city grow in compassion over the last 10 years. I was very disappointed about the meeting and received a lot of emails about people not feeling safe speaking in the meeting, which was disappointing. I talked to a lot of people on the street. I had people call me on the phone, very upset that this wasn't voted on, that the time was uncertain. The idea that the time would be certain that we would vote on that was fine, but the time that it was just put off to some number far, far away with no time to put it together didn't bode well with a lot of the people that I know in the city.
With that, a majority formed in support of bringing back the ordinance for a decision. After some discussion on whether it's procedurally correct to do so, May 20th was set as the date for doing it. Earlier in the meeting, the council fielded a presentation from Special Projects Manager Jeff Davis on the Uplift Eureka Homeless Services Program. Relevant to what would be talked about later, Davis said a new effort is underway to inform the community of the city's unique and extensive homelessness services work.
We are, definitely taking a bigger stronger approach on the marketing aspect of what we're doing and letting folks know that we're out in the community and what we're doing in the community. In addition to these brochures, which will be soon available at all of our several city facilities, we're going to be tabling it at more events, and we're working with our City of Eureka's communication division to be more active in social media and getting the words out about our programs, just not marketing our programs for potential participants, but also informing community members of what we're doing.
Uplift's work includes direct outreach, employment workshops, job skills training, help with finding housing, and co-pilot one-on-one guidance. Bauer praised the effort, saying, quote, "You guys really care, and I hope people that attended our camping ordinance meeting are listening, because this is what we do, and you guys do it from the heart." In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.